And this is a cool thing. This is our first Zoom radio show where we can actually get people. It does help to be able to see people when you're having these kind of conversations, especially when they're people that I've known as long as these. I've known these folks. The Indigo Girls have a new record out, and they are my guests today and on Hardcore Troubadour Radio. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Where are you?
I am in Dahlonega, Georgia. Up in
that's Amy.
The hills.
Yeah. Em, where are you?
I'm in Decatur, Georgia.
Yeah, Decatur. But that right where you started out at, I guess, when it gets right down yeah. to it. You know, that's something that's always been interesting about you guys. You didn't leave where you came from. You know, I did. It worked out for you where you, I guess you didn't have to. I kind of did it on purpose, but it was like where I was following Towns Van Zandt, which he followed Guy Clark to Nashville. That's kind of how it worked for me. But so how did that work out I know a little bit of the story, but how you guys managed to end up, you know, starting out in Georgia and you're still there.
Well, we knew each other since we were 10 years old, and our families were friends, and we started playing when we were 15 or 16 in high school. And then I went away to college to Nashville for a year, and Emily went away to Tulane for a couple of years. We're a year apart. So we both ended up coming back to Atlanta and going to Emory and just continuing to play the whole time. And I don't know, I think we had a crowd like based around that community a little bit. And the bar scene in Atlanta was really good. And Athens had a great music scene. So for us, it was like, you know, all our friends and mentors that helped us out were in Athens or Atlanta. So we got lucky. I mean, we didn't want to leave anyway. And I don't know if we would have, but we got pretty lucky. And I think we just had a good community that supported us.
Do you remember where we met?
Variety Playhouse, maybe?
No, actually, it goes back before that. We met at the old Birchmere. And it was like, I can't remember why we were both there, but we might have been on the same bill, but we met at the old Birchmere. And I very clearly remember it. I'd heard about you guys, but had never heard you before. So it was very early on, you know, Guitar Town Cycle or something like that, or right. Exit Zero. Very early. Because I always did acoustic shows in between my band tours. I did that from the beginning because I came from being a folky, you know, all of us, my generation of Nashville songwriters, we all followed, you know, Guy there who followed Newberry and Christopherson. We were all post-Bob Dylan songwriters, but even more so, Guy came out of coffee houses. He was a folk singer, and mm-hmm. So was Towns, and so was I. So, but I don't know, for some reason, I was thinking about that when we were on stage, Amy, for the Women's Refugee Commission concert here in Nashville a few months back, it popped into my head where the first time that I met you. And I think it was the old Birchmere, the little tiny, really smelly one.
I mean, the biggest memory I have for you is like this show I saw you play at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, and I bawled my eyes out the whole show because it was so good. I couldn't stop crying. And Brady Blade was playing drums with you, and I was like, right. I could not stop crying. It was so good. I was having like a religious experience or something.
That was a pretty good band that moment. You know, that was Buddy Miller and Brady, who were on loan to me from Emmy. And it was funny. Those poor guys, they ended a tour with Emmy in Dublin. And then we rehearsed for 3 days and did the first show at the Olympia in Dublin. And they didn't even get a chance to catch their breath. So new record, and it's really, really, really good, and it's called Look Long. Let's talk about where the title comes from, and when did you make this record? Exactly when was it recorded?
Well, it was recorded over a year ago now in Peter Gabriel's Real World studio over near Bath, England. Was it January, Amy, or December? I can't remember now. January?
It was January.
So we recorded it, and then it took us a long while after to Trina Shoemaker mixed it. John Reynolds produced it over in the UK, cool. And that's a whole nother story.
Trina's the best. She's never mixed one of my records, but I still aspire to that, you know, no doubt about it.
She's incredible. She's just incredible, Trina Shoemaker. But so the title, I don't know how easy it is for you to name your albums, but it's always hard for us, and it usually comes in the 11th hour. But it is fairly accessible to pick one of the song titles if it speaks to the vibe of the album or thematically if it ties things together. And I think, like Amy said, what about Look Long, which is a song of mine that's on the album. And so there are a lot of songs that are looking back to the past, and they talk about perspective and what we've learned and what we haven't and things like that. So the album title really is fitting for the whole group of songs.
Well, we've picked out a few tracks to play here. This song opens the record, and that's probably not an accident.
The song that you're going to hear is a song called Shit Kicking, which I actually didn't realize that you can't say shit on the radio still. But
you can on this show.
You can on Steve's show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wrote this about growing up in Georgia and going to the country on the weekends and sort of invading that agricultural space with our lake culture. But just my loss of innocence and growing up and realizing, you know, what I was as a Southerner and what my legacy was, and just kind of, it's just about all that stuff, you know? So yeah, that's it. Shit Kicking.
Indigo Girls and Outlaw Country.